Hey everyone, welcome back. Today we're diving into the world of alternative dispute resolution.
Ooh, ADR.
Exactly. Specifically, we're looking at the American Arbitration Association, or AAA.
Okay.
And they're really making some interesting moves when it comes to DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Yeah, it's everywhere these days.
It really is. And this deep dive is going to focus on a recent article about the AAA's very first VP of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion.
First one?
Yeah, first ever. And this really got me thinking, you know, about the impact that this could have on just, you know, how disputes are resolved in general.
That's a really interesting point.
Right.
And I think what's fascinating to me is this appointment really reflects a larger trend.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, DEI is becoming increasingly important across pretty much every industry.
Oh, yeah.
But to see it like formalized in something as specialized as ADR.
Right.
It's really significant.
It is. And the article we're looking at today, it focuses on Ingenille C. Gray.
Okay.
And she's the one stepping into this brand new role.
Brand new.
Yeah. Very exciting. And she's got such a great background, more than 20 years of legal experience.
Wow.
And she was also a VP in the AAA's commercial division, too.
Oh, so she's familiar with the organization.
Very familiar. And what's interesting to me, and the article points this out, too, is that her passion for DEI, it actually started way before she even joined the AAA.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She was already leading DEI initiatives at ICG Law Firm, working with all kinds of businesses, big and small.
That's really interesting. So she's not coming in, you know, completely fresh to this.
Exactly. She's bringing a ton of expertise to the table.
And proven experience. That's key.
Absolutely. It shows how serious the AAA is about making some real changes.
Systemic changes.
Yeah. Not just surface level stuff.
Right. Right.
And her journey with the AAA, it all started with the Higginbotham Fellows Program.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Yeah. Back in 2015, that's when she did the program.
Okay.
Now, for those who maybe aren't familiar with this program,
right,
it's designed to train and mentor, you know, professionals in ADR.
Up-and-coming professionals.
Yeah, exactly. Promising professionals, and it gives them a lot of networking opportunities as well.
It's a great program.
It is. And, you know, after she finished the program, Gray was so impressed, she basically said...
What'd she say?
I want to be a part of this.
Wow, so it really resonated with her.
It really did.
You know, it makes you think about the impact of programs like that.
Like the Higginbotham Fellows program?
Yeah, they're not just training people. They're really fostering a whole network of passionate professionals.
Dedicated to ADR.
Exactly.
And Gray, she really jumped right in, you know, after the program.
Really?
Oh, yeah. She went on to become, like I said, a VP in that commercial division.
Right.
And she also co-chaired the AAA DEI committee.
So she was already knee-deep in DEI work.
Oh, yeah, even before this new VP role.
It makes you wonder what her goals are for this new position.
I know. I was wondering the same thing.
I mean, what's she hoping to achieve?
Well, the article highlights a few things, you know, like enhancing outreach, also boosting the recruitment and retention of diverse ADR professionals.
Makes sense.
And then also just, you know, developing programs that support DEI. And continuing existing ones, too.
So she's got her work cut out for her.
She does, but she seems really passionate about it.
You know, it sounds like she really wants to solidify the AAA's position as a leader in DEI.
In the ADR community, which is huge.
Definitely.
But, you know, here's something I found kind of interesting in the article.
What's that?
It mentions some stats, like, as of 2023, 34% of AAA panelists, which is 1,833 individuals. They were diverse.
Okay.
And then of the new panelists, there were 286 in 2023. 49% of them identified as diverse.
Oh, wow. That's a pretty big jump.
It is. And Gray even says in the article, and I quote, you want to have a panel that's representative of the parties. You want there to be relatability.
So she's really emphasizing that representation aspect.
She is.
I mean, those figures, they do show progress, right?
They do.
Especially with that higher percentage of diverse new panelists?
Yeah.
It sounds like a deliberate effort is being made.
To make the roster more inclusive.
Yeah, but, you know, there's definitely still room for improvement.
For sure.
To really ensure representation across the board.
That makes sense. You know, reaching true diversity, it takes time.
It does.
It takes sustained effort.
And it's not always easy.
No, it's not. And Gray actually acknowledges that in the article, too.
Really?
Yeah, she says that advancing DEI, it's not always, you know, a smooth process.
Oh, I can imagine.
Especially when people have different ideas about how it should be done.
Right. Everyone has their own opinions.
Exactly. And she's quoted in the article as saying, DEI is an ongoing hot topic. There are always those who feel that either too much or too little is being done. However, at the end of the day, it's crucial for everyone to work together towards inclusion. Diverse opinions and backgrounds lead to better outcomes.
That's a great quote. I mean, she really hits the nail on the head.
Right.
It is a complex issue with a lot of nuance. Sure. But, you know, before we dive too deep into that, I'm curious to know more about Gray's qualifications for this role.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
What makes her the right person for this job?
Well, she has a JD, a BA in psychology, and she's a member of the Texas Bar College of Legal Scholars.
So she's definitely got the credentials.
Oh, she does. And there's more.
There's more.
She's also the incoming chair of the ABA Business Law Section's ADR Committee, chair of the Texas Bar Association's ADR Section, and past chair of the Houston Bar Association's ADR Section.
Wow, that's quite a list.
It is.
But it's not just about titles, right?
No.
It's about what those titles represent.
The experience.
Yeah. The deep knowledge of the field, her network, and also the respect of her peers, you know?
All of that.
And all of that really positions her to drive real change, both within the AAA and the wider ADR field.
I agree. And she's a frequent speaker at industry conferences, too, and has DEI certifications from both Cornell and Stanford.
So she's clearly passionate about
that. Yeah, she's not just talking the talk.
She's walking the walk.
Exactly. And it's evident that she brings just a wealth of experience and expertise to this role.
And you know what I find particularly interesting is how her background in the commercial division might inform her approach to DEI.
Oh, that's a good point.
I mean, how do you think her experience working with businesses of all sizes will shape her strategy at the AAA?
You know, that's a great question. I think her experience working in the commercial division could give her valuable insight into the practical challenges and opportunities of implementing DEI initiatives within organizations. I mean, she probably seen firsthand how diversity can actually impact a company's bottom line.
Oh, yeah.
Their ability to innovate.
For sure.
And their overall success.
Right. And that kind of practical understanding could be super valuable when it comes to advocating for DEI in this very specific space.
In ADR.
Exactly. You know, it's one thing to understand the importance of DEI, like ethically and socially, but it's another thing entirely to be able to show those tangible benefits.
Right. To actually prove it.
Yeah. And I think Gray's background really allows her to make that case to stakeholders.
Especially the ones who might be hesitant, you know?
The ones who are on the fence about all this.
Exactly. And remember that stat about the percentage of diverse panelists?
Remind me.
It was 34% of the total panel in 2023?
Right, right.
So what do you make of that number? I mean, is it a sign that things are moving in the right direction?
It's a tough one.
Yeah.
I mean, on the one hand, it is encouraging to see that the percentage is increasing.
Especially with those new recruits.
Yeah. But 34% is still, you know, it's still pretty low.
It is.
Especially when you consider how diverse the parties involved in these disputes actually are.
It makes you wonder, why is there this gap?
Yeah, what are the underlying reasons?
Is it, you know, a pipeline problem?
Possibly.
Maybe a lack of awareness about ADR careers in general?
Could be.
Or is it something deeper, you know, more systemic?
It's a big question. And it's a question that Gray's leadership could help answer.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, by focusing on that outreach, retention,
yeah,
she can really work to build a more inclusive pipeline of professionals.
And that brings us back to those programs.
The Higginbotham Fellows.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the Diverse Student ADR Summit.
So crucial for training, mentoring, and supporting those individuals entering the field.
Especially diverse individuals.
It's not enough to just recruit them, right?
No.
You have to create an environment where they feel supported.
Where they can thrive.
Exactly. Mentorship, those networking opportunities, ongoing support, that's all key.
And Gray really emphasizes relatability when it comes to panels.
Relatability.
What do you think about that?
It's interesting. It raises a lot of questions about how we even approach fairness and neutrality.
In dispute resolution.
Yeah. I mean, on the one hand, having a diverse panel, one that reflects the parties involved, that can build trust.
Definitely.
It can help people feel heard and validated.
Feeling heard is so important.
Crucial. But on the other hand, we can't compromise the impartiality of the process. Arbitrators, mediators.
They have to remain neutral.
Objective. Mm-hmm. Regardless of their background.
So it's about finding that balance, right?
Definitely.
We need diverse panels, but we also need to uphold fairness and neutrality.
A delicate balance, for sure.
How do you think Gray will handle that?
I think her experience, especially in the commercial division, will be a big help.
I think so.
Yeah. She's had to navigate complex situations work with lots of different stakeholders.
Find solutions that work for everyone.
And that ability to bridge differences.
Yeah.
That's going to be essential in this new role.
Absolutely. And speaking of finding common ground, how can Gray's work potentially serve as a model for other industries?
Ooh, that's a great question. I think one of the biggest lessons is the importance of being proactive.
About DEI.
Yeah. Gray's appointment shows a real commitment from the AAA.
To actually making DEI a priority.
Yeah. And that kind of leadership from the top down.
It's essential.
To drive that real change.
It's about, you know, walking the walk, not just talking the talk.
Right. Actually taking action.
Implementing those concrete measures to make things more equitable.
And inclusive.
Yeah. What else?
The power of collaboration.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. The AAA isn't doing this alone.
They're working with different organizations.
Bar associations, universities, community groups.
To build that more diverse pipeline.
And that partnership approach, it's crucial for lasting change.
It's a team effort.
It takes a village. You know, no one organization can solve this alone.
Exactly. We need to share resources, best practices.
Work together to make things more equitable for everyone.
What else stands out to you?
I think the AAA's focus on data is really important.
The data they collected about the panelists?
Yeah, they're tracking diversity, monitoring the outcomes of their DEI initiatives.
So they can see what's working, what's not.
And make adjustments as needed. It's a data-driven approach.
Not just going with their gut.
Exactly. And finally, I think their commitment to transparency is pretty commendable.
Transparency?
Yeah, they're publicly sharing their DEI goals, their progress, the challenges.
Why do you think that's so important?
It builds trust.
With the public.
With stakeholders, it shows they're serious about this.
It's like they're holding themselves accountable.
Right. And by doing that, they're also setting an example for other organizations.
It really does. It shows genuine commitment, you know?
Absolutely. And I think that level of transparency is, you know, really important when we're talking about something as sensitive as DEI.
For sure. But I'm curious, how do you see Gray's work at the AAA and their dedication to DEI influencing other industries? Beyond just, you know, setting an example, could this have like a wider societal impact?
I think it could.
Yeah.
There's definitely potential for that.
Where do you see that potential?
Legal education, for one.
Legal education.
Think about it. The Diverse Student ADR Summit. It's already doing a great job.
Introducing students to the field.
Yeah, law students from all backgrounds. And Gray's leadership, I think, could really amplify that.
Really take it to the next level.
Imagine if we had a future where all these law graduates...
A diverse pool of graduates.
Exactly. And they all enter the workforce understanding DEI and ADR.
That would be amazing.
It would change the game.
Not only would it diversify the legal profession itself.
Right.
But those lawyers would be equipped to handle disputes differently.
More understanding of cultural nuances.
And the importance of equitable outcomes.
Which is huge. And, you know, this impact could go even beyond law.
You think so?
Yeah, think about business schools.
Oh, interesting.
If they incorporated DEI principles into their curriculum, future business leaders would be more likely to prioritize these things.
Inclusion and equity.
In their organizations and beyond.
It's fascinating to think about, you know, those ripple effects.
It's exciting. But, you know, we've been focusing on formal education.
Right.
What about other ways that Gray's work could have a societal impact?
Like what?
Storytelling.
Storytelling.
Think about it. The article we're talking about, it highlights Gray's journey.
And the AAA's DEI efforts.
And as more stories like this are shared, it normalizes these conversations. It brings them into the mainstream.
Yeah, it shifts the whole narrative.
DEI shouldn't be a niche issue.
It affects all of us.
Exactly. And the more we talk about it,
the more we understand it.
Not just the ethical side, but the practical side too.
The actual benefits.
Yeah. Increased innovation, better problem solving, even stronger financial performance.
That's a powerful incentive.
For organizations to actually embrace DEI.
It's not just about doing the right thing.
It's about doing what's smart for everyone, for business, for society as a whole.
Well, like a domino effect, you know?
One organization makes a change.
And another.
And eventually becomes the norm.
I like that. So zooming back in on the AAA.
Okay.
What are some outcomes that we might actually see because of Gray's leadership?
Well, for one, a more diverse pool of arbitrators and mediators.
Makes sense.
And that means a greater understanding of cultural perspectives.
Which could lead to?
More fair and equitable outcomes.
Exactly. It's like if the people resolving the conflicts understand the parties involved, they're better equipped to find those real solutions.
Solutions that actually address the root causes of the dispute.
And that could lead to greater trust in the whole ADR process, right?
Absolutely. When parties see that the system is actually fair,
impartial,
they're more likely to be okay with mediation or arbitration.
And it builds legitimacy for ADR as a whole.
As a real alternative to litigation.
Which can be expensive and so adversarial.
Exactly. And, you know, Gray's work, it might make ADR more accessible to more people, too.
In what way?
Historically, ADR has been seen as something for the wealthy, the powerful.
Right.
But a more inclusive system.
It levels the playing field.
It does. And Gray's promoting that within the AAA and beyond.
It's about creating a more just system for everyone.
That benefits everyone.
Well, we've covered a lot today, but I want to make sure our listeners, you know, walk away with something.
Some key takeaways.
Yeah. What are some things that you would really want to emphasize?
Well, remember that DEI, it's not just a buzzword.
It's not a trend.
It's about creating a more just and equitable world.
And that applies to everything.
Everything. Our workplaces, our communities, our institutions, all of it.
And we all have a role to play.
No matter how small.
Speaking up against bias.
Educating ourselves.
Supporting organizations that prioritize inclusion.
All of it matter.
Gray's story and the AAA's commitment to DEI, it shows us that real change is possible.
It does. It takes vision, strategy, and a willingness to challenge the status quo.
But it's worth it.
It is. It really is. And it's inspiring to see how one person can make such a difference.
It really is. So as we wrap up this deep dive,
yeah,
let's leave our listeners with a final thought. Imagine a world where DEI is truly woven into everything we do.
A world where everyone feels like they belong.
Where differences are celebrated.
And everyone has the opportunity to thrive and succeed, no matter who they are or where they come from.
That's a beautiful vision.
It's a vision worth striving for.
And I believe we can achieve it.
I think so, too, if we all do our part.
Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the world of DEI and the inspiring work of Ingeniel C. Gray at the AAA. We hope you found it insightful, and we'll see you next time for another deep dive.